we don't run from the truth. Ooh, we don't fake the healing.
We heal it.
It's a revolution now, and you're invited.
Oh, we back.
We're back.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit. Y'all, Bianca in the soundboard is like, it's her favorite thing. Okay, clearly. But what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode. We are taking everything that we learned from 2024. We are amplifying it for a new year transformation, as you see with the currently updated sounds. Okay, this is a work in progress that is consistently being updated and transformed. This isn't just a podcast anymore. It's a revolution. It's a movement. We are really focusing on healing. So whether you are a longtime listener or you're here with us for the very first time, get ready to have some life-changing conversations and a whole lot of shenanigans.
Yes, indeed, because we've learned something powerful over the past year. When we share our truth, we give others permission to do the same. And we snitching over here. We created this space for the truth seekers, change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding and start healing.
So whether you are here to work through your own journey or you are here to learn from ours, you are in the right place. We are about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get results.
So buckle up, strap in, grab your favorite drink, and let's heal that shit together. Ooh. Come on! Yes, indeed! Amen!
I love it. So, hey, y'all, my name is Kimberland Jackson. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am a visionary and motivational speaker. I am a scientist specializing in brain research and trauma. I am a virtual producer, network executive. I am the founder of the Intuitive Melanated Life Coaches, where I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique purpose in order to positively impact the world. I am a professional frolicker. I actually live in Medellin, Colombia in South America. Been here since 2022-ish or so. Left the U.S. in 2021. So I've been out here for a little while. And I'm also a podcaster and have a whole bunch of podcasts. And I'm one of the hosts here on this one. So what up?
Hey, okay. Yes,
Hold for
indeed.
Air horns.
Air horns. We got it. We own it. On demand. My name is Bianca Goolsbee, and I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. I'm an investigator and a receipt collector, so you better put some respect on my name, because I ain't one to play with. Okay? I'm the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad currently working and traveling wherever there is Wi-Fi. And currently my feet are planted in Lima, Peru. And the next episode that we're going to be on here, I'm going to be in a completely different country. So I'll have to tell y'all more about that later. But my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Because life is life and out here, and people are people and out here. But God is still God. And amen. Yes, indeed. So over here in this space right over here, okay, we operate by three keys and I'm the police about it, okay? All right, accountability, transparency, and integrity, all right? Those are the three keys. They mean a lot. We need to make sure that we honor these words because words mean things, okay? So before we go further, want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Mm-hmm. All right. So what you can expect from us to honor the three keys. We're going to keep it real and we're going to speak freely and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. So if you have little listeners that are around you, maybe they need to have some headphones, some AirPods, or maybe not. That's your business. But please understand that we're going to speak freely in this space. And there might be some words that we might say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what we expect from you. Hate speech, hate comments. Out of here, okay?
You are fake news.
We do not accept that over here. We proudly serve on a Block and Be Blessed ministry, so we want you to engage with us. And if you can't engage with us, then we're going to escort you to the Block pew. Amen? All right. So we want you to go on this journey with us. We're not experts, but we are facilitating the conversation. And we want you to participate in this journey with us and bring people with you because together we are committed to doing the work to heal. So what updates you got, Kim? Because, whoa, there's some changes that's been going on around here, huh? Yes,
well,
indeed.
Apparently, we have, we're working on an album. So, you know, y'all stay tuned for that because if you listen to the intro song, you just keep hearing more and more about what you call your DJ Petty B. What's your DJ name? Your producer name? What's your tag?
It's DJ Petty B. Yes, indeed.
Okay, DJ Petty B over there on the ones and twos, okay? So she got it queued up with the soundboard, had us on the intro, you know.
Come on.
So tap in, y'all. So clearly we have that going on. So you want to make sure that you're connected to all of those things. And I'll just say here that if you go to WeHealThatShit.com, you'll be able to get onto the mailing list so that you'll be the first to know the things that we have going on over here. But I also want to be intentional in helping you all to know how to interact with us and how to show up in these digital spaces, right? So we have emojis that we operate with. And if you're out here in the virtual world, emojis are like a special way for you to tag somebody and like let them know, hey, I'm sending you love. I know you from over here. I know you from over there, right? So we have a collective emoji here that represents the space that we're creating here at Heal That Shit, and it is the heart with a bandage wrapped around it. So anytime that you see us and you want us to know that you are coming from the Heal That Shit space, you can put a heart with the bandage on it, and that says to us, we see you, I'm here, I'm picking up what y'all putting down, like type of thing, right? So then along with that, we also have individual emojis. So I have the sunflower and the crayon as my emojis. Yellow is my favorite color. It makes me happy. It reminds me of the sun. It brings me joy. And sunflowers are also the symbol for invisible disabilities. And as someone who is neurodivergent and, you know, intentionally working on my mental health, I know that there are a lot of things that are sometimes under the surface and we appear normal on the outside when there's a lot that may be happening on the inside and a lot that we're managing. So invisible disabilities is something I'm becoming a fierce advocate for. So sunflowers represent that. And then also the crayon, because I spent a long portion of my life where things were very black and white. And I made an intentional decision to color the fuck out of my life. And that is what I have been doing with intention. So the crayon represents that, filling in all of those lines and creating this beautiful picture of joy from a soul level. So those are mine. And Bianca, tell them yours, please.
It would be an honor. Yes, indeed. Okay. So my emojis is the teddy bear. All right. You see, I am wrapped and just dripped in teddy bear goodness, okay? Yeah, wonderful plushness, softness, and don't push it because a grizzly can also come out too. Uh-huh. It's teddy bear season, baby, okay? You can go to teddybearseason.com and find out more about what this season is, but there's a lot of love to give and receive out here, and I'm here for it. The hands that form the heart. This is one of my favorite reactions to do, and just see the hearts. You know, you just... I love it. So, for those of you that know my journey of having heart failure and having a pacemaker and really taking it one day at a time, literally at my own pace, the heart symbolizes so much for me, and making the hand that forms the heart and having hearts that come out is just so important to me. And I just want to make sure that people know that love is the highest frequency, and I just want to love out loud and to be loved out loud and to receive all the blessings that God has for me, because I deserve amazing things, and so do you. So those are my emojis. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I already mentioned our website, WeHealThatShit.com. You can go there, see episodes, as well as access our book list and get on the mailing list and start connecting with us there. Also want to uplift that we are on YouTube as well as on all podcasting platforms. So if you're listening to us, you have the opportunity to come and see us and see Bianca dripped out in her bear gear and see all the different graphics and things that we have on the screen. And if you are someone who is like, I would prefer to listen, well, you're able to go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places where podcasts are potted. Okay. So I think that's all the announcements that we have for now. So I want to go ahead and get us into our spirit check. So let's get the screen shared here, so we can pull that up. So basically, our spirit check is when we, hold on. Okay, that's full screen. Cool beans. So our spirit check is when we take some time to intentionally think about our spirit and think about what we are feeling and really hold space for that collectively. So the way that we do that is through a color system. So we have four colors that are here. I'm going to read them out loud in case you are listening. But what we would like for you to do is, if you're watching with us live as we're recording this, if you're watching this with us live during the premiere, or if you're watching this during the replay, please go ahead and share with us where your spirit is, because we really do care. And we're going to model for you what this looks like and sounds like. So, excuse me. All right. So we have four different areas. So green, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. So you can have these in any combination that you would like. It can be a checkerboard. It can be a gradient. It could be polka dots, stripes, whatever makes sense to you. Go ahead and explain that to us in the chat. And I am going to start with sharing where I am. So I feel like I am... I actually feel like I'm very similar to where I was last week, but there's a little bit more gradiency. So last episode, I said that I was blue, and then I was like, there was like a green in the center, and then there was purple around the border, if I'm not mistaken. I still feel like that same type of combination. The blue is definitely solid and vibrant. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. I feel very grounded and very settled. Around the border is that purple. I'm okay. Things could be better. A lot is happening in the world right now. So I consistently feel like I am processing information and then like releasing that information, but it's new information every day. And it's like a constant filtering of foolishness that is happening. So that continues to be around the border that things really could be better. I just wish that people would do better. And I also accept that they probably won't. So that is kind of a constant thing there. So what I see is that purple is on the outside, but then it's also kind of like a gradient going into the blue, but still on the perimeter. And then in the center, there's still the green. I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. And I think that it's even more vibrant today that things are feeling more more wonderfuler and more greater. And that is really like vibrant and sparkly and just kind of like, look here, you know, like, look here, this is expanding. This is getting bigger where it's more green. So yeah, that's where I am.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Okay. Well, I want you to visualize a plaid pattern. Okay. The base color of this pattern is green. The entire heart is green. However, there are blue, purple, and yellow lines, faint lines that are stitched across left and right of this green heart. So everything is wonderful. Life is great. But those lines represent different challenges and obstacles that I'm currently dealing with. Some that are at a blue level and some that are at a yellow level. Overall, though, I'm intact. I am whole. I feel great, but just addressing those lines in the pattern. So that's how I would describe my spirit, is a plaid pattern.
Interesting. You have not necessarily used plaid very much in the past. So that's interesting. But also I can see that as someone who wore school uniforms in New Orleans, each school had their particular plaid pattern. So I can see like how you're kind of describing that, the faint on that green background. Interesting. Okay, well, it's your turn to start the transparency moment. So we're all ears. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, so I've been reflecting a lot. I've been pivoting a lot as it relates to my business and what I wanted. I had struggled with that. And I've shared that for quite some time in different episodes from time to time again, as it relates to how my business should be structured now. What am I going to truly focus on? And I wasn't soliciting any new clients. There were some people that would just come to me just through word of mouth or a previous client, but I actively wasn't going out there seeking new business and all of that just because of all the different things that I have going on. At one point, I really thought that I wanted to have a large scale agency, to have a team of people to be able to do design work and graphics and production and all of that. And as life has become a little bit more complex for me, I want to reduce the barriers and the different things that I'm responsible for, which caused me to really reflect on, is that something that I really want? And so the answer to that is no. I don't want to be the holder and responsible for a bunch of things that I don't necessarily need to be responsible for. It's already hard enough to be responsible just for me as an adult, but then adding on the complexities of business and people's, you know, confidential information and their business development plans and just all of these different things, I don't necessarily want to be the holder of a lot of that anymore. And if I am holding it, it is because I have a special relationship with that person where I am working with that particular change agent. I have shifted and pivoted where I only want to work with change agents. So if you're not a person that is mission driven and impacting the community and the pillars of education, legal, and policy, there has to be someone else that is more aligned with you, because that's where I'm at. That is the space that I'm at. And I'm very unapologetic about that now. At first, I was very scared to do that because I was like, well, what if someone comes and they need this? And what if, but I have to honor where I'm at, where I want to be. And I only want to have those key relationships and to have that relationship where they're able to hold their things, that I'm able to consult and coach and to be a part of their team, but not necessarily the holder and some of the traditional digital agency type of relationships and partnerships. So reimagining what all of that looks like has been a challenge, but also such a beautiful and rewarding journey for me. Because now I'm now focusing on my operations to where I can focus on key projects and not juggling so many different at one time, which will reduce my workload, my stress, but also give me maximal potential as far as income and me being able to make the impact necessary to help these organizations and these people that are doing mission-driven work thrive in the digital space, which is important now more than ever with all the different things that are coming out and the different tech tools that are emerging and being able to be the person to be like, hey, I tested this tech tool for you. Here's a video so that you can see how it works. Maybe or maybe not it'll work for your business, but here's a resource for you in order to make that decision. I want to be able to serve in that space. And if you want a one-on-one or a VIP day, then you're able to book time on the calendar, pay the appropriate rates for the different level of service. I'm able to provide said service and be able to make that impact and also solve the objective that I'm called to serve. So really, really happy about that. And I'm just grateful that I've been able to spend some time with that. It has really bothered me as I've been thinking about just teaching for the culture. I'm like, level 8, the agency has always been the business entity that has funded me. Teaching for the culture was never a thing that generated a bunch of income to take care of things. It was more of a passion project. But now with this trademark dispute and being done with that chapter, now more than ever, I'm like, okay, so now is the time to post educational resources. Now is the time to really get connected with community partners and building these relationships and interviewing the people and shifting in that space. So managing different businesses at one time and staying focused and being locked in has been an absolute blessing for me. So I'm in the season of rebirth and recreation, and I've literally just kind of been in the lab doing what I need to do. On this program, I've talked a lot about my relationship with my phone, and I reached a pivotal point that I want to talk about, but I still have a question.
I was going to ask if we could just pause a second before you pivot to the next thing. You were talking about like how this pivot like felt or whatever, and like you were feeling, you know, kind of afraid and like, I don't know what this looks like, and like really just getting this all sorted out. And I just appreciated you talking about that because there is so much, the word that came to my mind was intentionality. And when we have intentionality in what we're doing, then we have the ability to be that much more impactful. So it sounds like as you have figured that out and you're like, okay, this is the space. I know this is the space. I know this is where, you know, I want to dedicate my efforts, that it gives you the freedom to really do things that don't feel draining to your spirit, because there is a lot, you know, that kind of goes into the field. And this is anybody's field, honestly. There's a lot that goes into the field, but you might not be passionate about all the areas of the field. And it really is important to niche down and be like, no, this is me right here, because then you can be so much more intentional. You can do things with more depth, and it doesn't feel like it is pulling everything out of you when you're really operating in the lane that you're supposed to be in. So I just wanted to highlight that.
Thank you. Yeah. To uplift that, when you're truly operating in your giftings, you know it, you feel it. And I feel it things are able to flow with ease once I get focused. Now, the getting focused part and being unmedicated because of my pacemaker is a whole nother challenge, which ties into what I was getting ready to tell you about the cell phone. So I realized that I have an unhealthy relationship with my cell phone, and it is becoming more of a problem. Prior to me moving abroad, I would have a habit of placing my phone in the box and locking my phone to have designated time blocks where I know for certain I'm not on my phone, and that allowed me the opportunity to get really focused in deep work, whatever that might be on my calendar. Well, I sleep with my phone next to me. I wake up and my phone is the first thing that I check before praying, meditating, all of that. I take my phone with me when I go to the bathroom. So what would be a 2-3 minute bathroom run is now 15, and sometimes where my foot falling asleep and being like, girl, okay, like what you doing? To then whatever it is that is on the screen that I see alters my mood and how I move throughout the day. And then that can change the whole trajectory of my day in just a matter of a few minutes of me grabbing my phone in the morning. And so I had worked on this before and have talked about this before, about not being so close to my phone at night and having my phone not so accessible. So that prevents me waking up in the middle of the night and then me checking the time on my phone and then seeing, of course, notifications, because of course they're going to pop up, and then me then going down the rabbit hole of seeing things. And then now instead of me going back to sleep, I'm up an additional 2, 3, 4, or 5 hours scrolling on. And now I'm scrolling on TikTok now, because at one point I wasn't on TikTok, but because I have a partner that loves TikTok and sends me TikToks, well, now I'm deeply immersed in TikTok to the point where we got this whole streak thing going back and forth, where every day we are sending stuff back and forth to make sure that our streak is lit, similar to the effect with Duolingo, that you got to do your streak. So it's something different now. And I had a pivotal moment where I was like, I have spent several hours scrolling on my phone when I could have been doing something else with my time. And that moment, I did have a lot of shame. I did talk to myself in unhealthy and not positive ways that I had to later reframe and hold myself accountable for, because beating myself up about it is not going to solve the problem. It's now reimagining what my routine looks like. So I'm really excited for this new chapter of us traveling to a different country and having the opportunity to really set new routines when we're there, so that I could hold myself accountable to not only my codependency with technology, but also my weight loss goals. Because this food in Peru tore my ass up, literally. Like, the food is so good. I don't know how else to say it.
What is your favorite thing there?
Oh my gosh. Right now it's this chocolate cake and this chocolate brownie, and that's the dessert piece. I've been having chocolate cake, I feel like, almost every other day for the past 3 weeks. It's been wild. In fact, I got a piece of chocolate cake that's waiting on me after the conclusion of this podcast recording that I can't wait to demolish. Outside of that, I've been having some good behind salmon. I've been tearing up Pizza Hut. They Pizza Hut is bomb. Like, I ain't never have no Pizza Hut that tastes as good. Like, it is bussing. Having Popeyes, I ain't never had Popeyes as good as this. Like, and then of course, you know, the proven, you know, culture dishes, like the baked chicken, the rice. Mm-hmm. When they give you rice, it's not no little portion. It's half the plate. Like, mm-hmm. The food, bro. The food tore my ass up, and I wasn't being intentional with doing my workouts and moving my body like I should. And so I could tell. Like, I look at myself and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm getting a little puffy in the cheeks. Okay, got a little side rolls here that's growing here. You know, I need to tighten this thing on up. So I will be at the gym. You know what I mean? I got fake Facebook pages calling me a fat ass. So I need to go ahead and take my fat ass to the gym and do what I need to do. And that's okay. It is okay. So outside of the food and traveling to a new country and excited for that new adventure, you know, in the midst of it all, I just sit here and just reflect of like, but God, I was going through the process of bankruptcy I was telling you about, of getting myself cleared of this debt that I've been holding that I don't need to be holding anymore. Well, I need to file my updated taxes before I'm able to do that. So I got to go deal with that obstacle, and then I'll be able to start the process of that. And I'm really excited to, again, just having the professionals help with getting this taken care of and me telling my story and advocating for myself and doing what needs to be done. Other people do it. And I've been on this whole bankruptcy talk, which is a whole segment on TikTok of people sharing their experiences and journeys. And it had reaffirmed me so much. So just hearing other people's journeys as they've gone through the process of filing for bankruptcy and what that looks like. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm not afraid to say the thing, and really haven't been afraid to say too much of anything. So I want to be very open and transparent about this process now and the things that I'm going through, in hopes that it helps others, because like the price of groceries and the cost of living and the different things that are happening, like, it's not sustainable, and it's only getting worse. And I feel really, really bad for the folks that are just really trying to make it and barely getting by. And we have the selective outrage and participation as it relates to policy and politics and the divisiveness and the hate. It really just saddens me seeing the different things that people are going through, particularly our educators. I'm reading the messages in the groups, and I'm so thankful that Morning Teen Allegations is back and people are reaching out to me about, oh God, so much. But I'm glad to be a safe space for educators that are going through a lot, that are experiencing climate and culture issues at their workplace and feel safe enough to share the information with me, because they know at least at the minimum that I'll hold space for them. And depending on, you know, the situation, it's me making a phone call, me sending a letter, or me blasting it on the internet. Pick what you want. So I feel really, really good about the lane that I'm carving out for myself, just on the digital strategy side, but also advocacy and what advocacy looks like for me, and still honoring myself in that. So, yeah.
That was a lot. You went through a lot, and I guess want to reaffirm like how a lot of the work that we need to do is very much like internal, sit down and let me try to focus and make things make sense in my brain type of work. And that takes a lot of energy. So I definitely, in hearing like the restructuring and even like when you were mentioning with your routines and everything, like that is work that is being done to really honor how you want to show up right now. I was also going to say, it's interesting the number of restaurants from the U.S. that are there in Peru. And I think one of the things that I am somewhat grateful for in my own life is that, not that the restaurants aren't here, but that I moved further out So not having access to therapy and having access to right now, let me get this, has been so helpful for me, because it really is, it's so easy to just be like, I done had this particular thing 5 out of 7 days this week. Now that's enough, you know? So for me, because I don't have that ability, I've had to be so much more intentional about cooking and making sure that I am like making enough that I don't have to cook for a few days or whatever. Like that has really made a shift for me, because I can relate. And I don't know if you all know this, that a lot of the restaurants that are US-based restaurants, they taste different outside the United States, because countries have stricter regulations on food and ingredients, and even in the sizes, like a large soda here, excuse me, in Colombia or in Peru is a different size than a large soda in the US. So they're like different regulations and stuff. So it is very easy to get bound by a Pizza Hut or a Popeyes when in the US you're like, I wouldn't really be eating that. Or maybe it's not like your really go-to thing. But when you taste it with fresh ingredients, or you taste it without all the preservatives or whatever, it really does taste better. So you find yourself at places that you really didn't frequent when you were in the U.S., because you get to taste like the actual food and it's not full of hormones and like preservatives and all that kind of stuff. So you also made me think about that. And I was like, man, I'm so grateful that I've had to cook, because if I hadn't, I definitely would be slamming down some things. So I relate to that. But I wonder, so you mentioned that you're going to a new country, so I'm curious about how you are wanting to show up differently in that country, or maybe there are things that you want to be more intentional about when you get to the new place that you're like, okay, I didn't really like that, let me shift this a little bit.
So the first thing off rip would be the routines of getting up in the morning and starting my day. So I definitely want my phone to be in an alternate location. I don't want my phone to be the first thing that I look at, period, full stop. So that is a change in the routine that will automatically shift the trajectory of my day. Because as I was sharing, it does impact me based on what I see on the screen, and it could be completely mood altering. So that's one. Two is being more intentional with my fitness and sharing my journey in that. So I've been doing really, really good with the Power Walk podcast, and I have received a lot of feedback and a couple of 5-star ratings with my podcast, and just inviting people to take a walk with me. As I'm taking a walk, just having real deal conversations about the things that are important to me, the things that I want to talk about in that moment, whether it's me praying or me talking about current events that I saw that I think that other people should know. So the Power Walk has been a great opportunity to hold myself accountable of walking, documenting that walk, and also documenting the journey as I do it. Now, every single walk that I do is not necessarily turned into a podcast, but wanting to be more consistent with that type of content, because on Facebook, I am monetized there, and that content is exclusively on Facebook. So it has been helping my reach and my audience with my monetization dollars, and I have seen results of being consistent with posting that content. So I wanted to keep going at that and wanted to be more consistent with it. And I'll also say that I want to document more of my experience being a digital nomad. I spent a lot of time kind of regrouping after the trademark dispute. So we found out the information at the end of May, and then the beginning of June is when I came to Peru. And literally when I got to Peru, it was definitely a reset for me. Now I'm in this space where I'm like, okay, this is a new chapter that we're going into. And it feels really, really exciting to make content, to do the things. And like, I have a goal that I have where there are changes that are happening to TikTok. on September the 17th, whether it gets sold or not. And I talked a little bit about it on my morning show today. But long story short in it, I want to see how many followers I can get by being consistent on TikTok. I've never posted a video on TikTok at all. Not one piece of content was posted on TikTok. And I think that it's going to be a great platform for me to share my clips, to just do a walkthrough of the different apps. There's a lot of conversations about Roblox and Meta and some of the different social media safety things that I'm really, really passionate about. And I even shared that I'll be doing an event on the 28th of August that is talking about sextortion and sexting, because that is a problem that is growing. The FBI in Jacksonville just did a sit down yesterday on the 19th of August, and they were stating that sextortion reports have gone up 60%. 60. That's a lot in 1 year. So I've had experiences where parents have came to me about that type of situation, and being in the classroom, seeing those type of things happen where a child would send another student a sexually explicit photo of themselves and then somehow it's airdropped throughout the whole school. Like, these are some of the things that need to be talked about, and I want to be able to put my voice in the conversation because our children deserve better. So in short, being intentional with my phone, moving my body, and posting the content and doing the things that I said I was going to do now that I'm feeling like I can breathe a little bit with the restructuring and the work that I've been doing to heal.
Yeah. Do you still have your Telegram group where you were doing a challenge or something?
I do still have Telegram. I still will take a screenshot and post my walking activities. But I've even been thinking about all the different spaces that I have set up. And so I want to migrate the folks in Telegram and have everyone over in Patreon moving forward. And so there will be a certain tier that's set up for weight loss goals and weight loss bucket. And they'll be in that particular tier to get that particular content and have that content structured out. So I've really been thinking about what are ways that I can get all of these people from these different spaces. Like, my mailing list is one thing, but it's not just one mailing list. It's three mailing lists. Right. Okay. Then you have my Patreon. Then you have like different social media channels that have their own rules and regulations, and it becomes a lot. So my primary focus is my own digital real estate, which is my website, and my Patreon can connect to my website in a way where it's all seamless now. So I want people to go to BiancaGoolsby.com. Like, I want that to be something that someone types to get updates on me. And it, if they just so happen to see my social media channels and content, cool. But I would want them to get that information from my website first. So that's the approach that I'm taking, not just for my personal website, but also for the Level 8 agency, as I'm offering consulting and coaching services too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you taking the time to outline that too. And I was telling Kalanda on Sunday when we were doing So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese, that it's so good to find where your place is and the place that feels most authentic and like the least lift, right? And for me, creating content natively on TikTok is not like really conducive for me and the things that I'm putting out right now. YouTube is. But then there's also like YouTube Shorts. So, you know, it's like just finding the place where you're like, this is my place. Like, this is what I want to invest time in. Because to your point about seeing how many subscribers that you're able to get if you're consistent, I've seen that in YouTube. and, you know, making a decision to say, I'm going to consistently do the Frolicking Truth. Like, I'm going to do this every week and I'm going to put my energy into this and building that, that algorithm does kind of get behind that. So I'm seeing more people coming more quickly. And, you know, that gets exponential over time. So I would be really curious to see what that looks like, you know, once you figure out, you know, your TikTok strategy or whatever, like what that looks like to take off over there, because TikTok is so, it supports niches well. And to your earlier point about, like, you know, the intentionality of being able to post and all that kind of stuff. So your niches of social media safety or, like you said, bankruptcy talk earlier, like it really gives you the things that you're looking for. And it makes it so much easier for people to follow content that's relevant and meaningful to them, because you are being really intentional. So I'll be curious about what that journey is going to look like. And then the last thing I was going to say, I also relate to trying to figure out where the people are going to need to be able to be to connect and really, like, get the information. And the same for me with my Patreon. I've really been thinking about what that looks like to create the channels for myself, create the channels for other people that are going to be affiliated with the network, so that it can be a hub of information. And some things may be cross-posted, but others are only in certain areas. So, like, you know, gardening, for instance, for me, as opposed to recipes, as opposed to podcasts, like really having that curated out so that people are able to access what they need to access and also be connected when shit pops off. Cause I don't know if y'all knowing, shit is going to pop off. I don't, like, if what's happening right now, you don't yet consider to be popping off, because I definitely do consider that things have already popped off. But I also need us to understand it's going to get much worse. So these are times that, to your point of our own digital real estate, is really important for us to have, for you to have your website, like, you know, so that you're able to, whenever somebody Googles Kimberlyn Jackson or Bianca Goolsbee, KimberlynJackson.com, BiancaGoolsbee.com is coming up, because we own that digital real estate. So it's important for you to think about getting that. And it's something that Bianca would impress upon me, because I don't know how many. Do you know how many websites you own?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, yeah, like a,
it's over. Yeah, personal websites that are, like, active and running that relate to me in some way, it's over 8. I manage over 40 websites in total. And then domain names, where they might not have a website, but it's just mm-hmm. holding the digital real estate of the name. Mm-hmm. I have over 125 domain names.
Yeah.
In different categories.
Yeah. So that's something that Bianca had impressed upon me and taught me how to do that. Like, when you have an idea, like, go ahead and grab that domain name. Even, it's interesting because, like, minding my Black ass business, I was shocked that it was available. You know, like, how is that even available at this point? Or, you know, my name, and people will buy your name because they see that you want to come up, but you don't yet see it. So they go and buy your name. So now you got to pay them to get your name, you know? So, anyway, I totally relate to all of that. And I hope that y'all are picking up what's being put down about ways to be able to show up with intentionality for yourself and to really own the full rights of your own story, because we're all out here living a story. So own the pieces of that and decide how you want to curate that and what that looks like to translate that to other people, because your story does matter. Even if you're sitting there saying to yourself, like, well, I just do this, well, just do that and let people know what you just do. Because we all own a piece of expertise in something that we are able to leave an imprint for the next generation or for somebody who might be here today. So if you've been sitting on that and being to yourself like, I don't know, do it. do it. Get the website, get the domain name. Even if you don't have a website, get the domain name, lock that down, figure out how you're going to use your social media to be able to make an impact, but make sure you're driving people back to where you actually are. So yeah. She's doing the clock it symbol. If you're listening, that can't be heard.
Yes, indeed. Because listen here, I'm very proud. I'm just sitting here like, yes, indeed.
Sitting there like, for what? Why are you saying that?
I'm proud that you were sharing about digital real estate and like being intentional with using these terms. That I want people to think about their digital real estate like as a house. These are concepts that not people often do or think about in that context. And so it was just the word choice and the framing of you articulating that. It just made me very proud. So yeah, that's it.
I've been listening. And also be intentional with giving credit where credit is due, because I didn't know anything about that. Not that I didn't know anything about it, but I never thought about it in that way before you explained it to me that way. So I think it's important for people to know where that thought originated, you know, and then what that looks like in translating that into practice. So, which kind of goes into what my transparency moment is about, because I'm kind of on the same journey, too. And I've been working with my brand bestie in getting all of the things outlined and aligned that I want to do. And again, like when you are niching down and being intentional about what you do, it doesn't make it feel as difficult to do or to be able to explain. So we've really been working on thinking about these different spaces and these different containers. And I had shared this on The Frolicking Truth, I think it was last week, that she had told me, she was like, basically the difference in your spaces is revolution versus restoration. And I was like, that is good because minding my Black ass business is about revolution and freedom and disruption. And like, you're not going to tell me what to do. Like, I'm going to honor what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, I'm going to do that minding my Black ass business. Whereas Kimberlyn Jackson really is the place to come and get the education and the restoration and the tools to be able to use in your toolkit to support you as you re-up, if you will, to go back out into the fight. So it's been a lot of organizational type conversations that I've been having lately that I really appreciate having, because things are moving really, really quickly. And the need for us to establish safe community and safe places to be able to disseminate information is like about to be too late in a minute. And that place, just in case you were wondering, is not social media. That's not where the actual conversations are having. It's not, in my opinion, very safe to have those conversations on social media, though some of us are using social media as a way to find our people. But also, and then I need you to meet me over here so we could talk for real, is kind of what that pipeline looks like, if you will. So I've been working on that. And really, trying to figure out how to leave breadcrumbs for people and also process that. And I say this often, like people might not be on what I'm on. So I'm also actively looking to exit people as well. And like doing intentional check-ins. Like if you don't want to be here and be affiliated, baby, it is all right. Let's go on and get you out here to outer circle as somebody I used to know, because there is so much work that needs to be done right now. And I know that there are people who are actively looking to get instruction, mentorship, opportunity to really be able to move. So I just don't have time for people who are placeholding, but also not actively like engaging. So I've been trying to think through what it looks like to keep channels of communication open, but also shift my energy very much to the people that are like, I got my notebook, sis. What you talking about? What is the next thing that needs to happen and what we need to do? Because a lot of times I feel like I'm dragging people along with me, and I don't like doing that. And I don't like feeling like that at all. So a lot of the work that I've been doing behind the scenes is really to exit those people off. I had Kalonda say the other day, turn those people into customers and then bring in the people that are like, I believe in this mission and I really want to make sure that I am aligned and I am doing my part to support that mission. And a lot of that really started with these brand bestie conversations, because I wasn't really able to articulate a lot of what I was feeling. Like, I've been feeling these things for a while, but I wasn't really able to articulate it. So having a thought partner, it is really helpful to unwind all of the things and to also give words to a situation. And for me, that's the theme that has been coming up lately. It's like, okay, well, some people are really wanting to go their own route, way, whatever, and not be aligned with me. And that is okay. So this is how you could find me. And also, I'm not going to be over here because I've been over here for a long time and I'm trying to be accessible. But also, you're not in the space, capacity, willingness, wantingness, whatever, to engage. So let me, all right, I'm done there now. Because usually what I will try to do is be like, hey, y'all all right? Y'all here? I want you to know, like, I'm trying to be here. You all right? You showing up? Hey, we good? Okay, can we have a family meeting? Like, you know, the things. And that's draining. So I'm not doing it anymore. I'm very much accepting inaction, if you will, as a very solid action, that the interest, time, opportunity, capacity, and I'm not trying to judge that. It just isn't aligning. So that we're done here, and me being much more intentional with how I am allocating my energy. So I've been seeing God shifting like circles of people, and I appreciate it because a lot of the people that are drawn to me right now are in their early 30s, late 20s. And I appreciate that because they are looking for guidance. And the world right now is so wild, and there are so many voices and inputs of ways to show up that they're like showing up in my spaces and they're like, girl, it's wild out here. Like, oh my God, it feels so different over here because out there, it's wild. And I'm grateful that they've been able to find a space to feel seen. I had asked a couple of the folks that I mentor or that I have some type of space with that we've created, I had asked them to give me some words that describe the spaces. So I'm just going to read a few. So these are some of the words: safe, fun, accountable, inspiring, feeling seen and aligned, always learning something new, always being challenged and pushed to dig deeper. Another one says, the space we've created together feels really safe for me. I feel supported and affirmed, like I can just show up as myself and be real. It gives me a sense of consistency and grounding. I always leave feeling clearer and lighter. It's also a space that feels nurturing, but at the same time pushes me to grow and dream bigger. That's where I want to allocate my energy, right? So if a space is not feeling that way, or people are not engaging, or like there's a disconnect, then let me not be the one who is constantly trying to pull. Let me accept that and honor the spaces that are being curated with others who see value, if you will, in those spaces. So that has been the biggest thing for me. And it feels good because it brings a sense of clarity. There's a one of my meditation songs is by an artist called Joy and Soul, and it's called Clarity. And it really just talks to, I know what God said to me. I am very clear. I'm very clear in what my instructions are. And everybody is not always ready to engage with that at any particular time. So I have to honor the mission of what I'm supposed to do. And just now when I was saying that, it made me think about Harriet Tubman, because one of her famous quotes is, I could have freed more people had they known they were slaves. In that is the acceptance that everybody's not ready. They might have the beginning steps of the tools, or they might have been like, let me dip my toe in the water, but everybody's not necessarily ready to do what it takes to be in community, to do what it takes to honor their own giftings and talents and callings. Like, everybody might not be ready. So my mission was to give the information and equip. My mission is not to activate. And I spend a lot of time trying to activate people because I can see it. I can see the greatness. I can see the path. I see what you're supposed to be doing with this. I see it. It's clear. I also see what is coming. So when I'm saying things like, this is about to be bad, y'all. Like, there was a post I was on today, and it was talking about, also side note, is that my episode today was about the illusion of sisterhood. And baby, we had to talk about some things. But anyway, there's a sorority Facebook group, and somebody has said basically, like, we as Black Greek letter organizations really need to be thinking about where we hold our conventions, because we are still giving massive amounts of money to Texas, to Florida, to places where very serious human right violations are going on. And we really need to be intentional about how we're showing up in those spaces. I 1000% agree. And there was someone in the comments who said, y'all want us to shift 100+ years of tradition for a 4-year temporary situation. And I was like, hey, Soror, this gonna be longer than 4 years, baby. This is gonna be longer than 4 years. This is not a 4-year temporary situation. This is a 10 to 15, maybe 20 year situation that is going to be happening. So we might need to accept that, you know. But my point of bringing that up is everybody's at a different place of accepting that. So what I cannot waste time doing, I don't want to say waste, what I cannot spend time doing is trying to awaken people to understanding and grasping this radical acceptance. It's kind of at the point where I have to, you understand and you got it, let's go. I don't have time to sit here and convince you to leave Master's house. And, you know, no, I think Master's good. I think Master, you know, he gonna do right eventually. You know, if I just wait a little while longer, you know, Master gonna finally show up and treat me like a human being. No, they're not. So you going to stay or you coming? Because, like, but then trying to drag people along that are not ready to go also puts everybody else in danger, because you're not really here with intention. You don't really have our back, because you don't really believe that's what's happening is happening. So it's really just been a process of releasing it and just honoring the coalition of the willing and the going right now. So, yeah.
Okay, coalition. What do you think is the biggest hesitancy for people to take that next step?
And when you say next step, what do you mean?
So when you were referencing you not pulling people and activating people, like, mm-hmm. for them to kind of follow along.
Get into activation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the biggest hindrances to activation, one, is where you're getting your news. That's the first thing. Because depending on where you are getting your news, you don't even really know what's happening. And so then a barrier to that is, what is your actual life looking like? right? Because if your actual life has not yet been touched and you are getting your news from places where they're not really honoring what's actually happening, it's very easy for you to feel like it's a them problem or it's somebody else's issue. It's fine. We got time. So that's one of the biggest things. And I really have, this is not sponsored in any way, shape or form. So I don't even think I want to say the company's name, but in a lot of the podcasts that I've been watching, they've been talking about different platforms that are very intentional about this news source aligns here, this like unbiased news and being able to get unbiased information about what's going on. Because for me, I have really like been looking at things globally, right? So I'm paying attention to what's happening in places where I've been, right? So in Florida, Tampa, in Pennsylvania, in New Orleans, in Louisiana, like I'm being very intentional about gathering that information as well as information from the teachers that I coach, which are all across the U.S. But we don't exist in a vacuum. So the things that are happening in the U.S. are having global impacts that are very serious that are happening right now. So I am really trying to make sure that I'm staying abreast of what's happening globally. The issue is, especially for people who are in the U.S., that you don't really have access to that information. You have to go seek that out. So I really would like for those of you who are listening to expand beyond MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, you know, like the mainstream media outlets, because I really need us to understand that the media outlets in the U.S. are all the same coin. It's not even a different side at this point. It's all the same coin and they're all controlled by the government. So there has been a consistent squashing of independent journalism and people who are actually sharing the truth of what's going on. So we have to be intentional in our own practice of going out to seek those independent journalists so that you really can understand what is happening from the perspective of the people. And this is where social media really does become helpful, but also can be a hindrance because you have to take everything in with skepticism and you got to do research and you've got to like cross research and look at this and what are the sources and where did that come from and like all of that. But social media and TikTok in particular, which is why they want to ban it, has given us the opportunity to go straight to the people. So I don't have to watch the nightly news update, you know, to figure out what's happening on the news. I don't have to go to cable news. I can actually go to so-and-so who's on the street right here, walking the streets of DC and showing you and taking video of the things that are happening right here. So that I feel like is the biggest thing is that we don't necessarily have access to information, but I feel like we cannot just be like, oh, well, I don't have access. I don't know. There's a personal responsibility to go and find out what is happening because it does matter. And I've been saying on The Frolicking Truth, like, we don't have time to wait till something comes to your door to get prepared. Once it's at your door, it is too late. So now is the time where it feels like there's a quiet before the storm that we really need to tap in to content creators, to independent journalists, to people that are being intentional about talking about what's actually happening. So I feel like that is probably the biggest hindrance. And then we've been programmed. We have been programmed, and many people still believe in the illusion of democracy. And the illusion of, oh, well, in the next election, we'll get them out without accepting that they already told us that with the first election, they really didn't even need us to vote. This man has said several times in various countries currently, we don't need to worry about another election. So for us to only think that we are about to go to the polls and vote him out in 4 years, that's not what's about to happen. We are on the cusp of a full-on revolution needing to happen. So we have to deconstruct this idea of democracy in America and understand that we have been sold a lie. The American dream is a lie. The things that they have been saying to us are lies. So if y'all watch them White House briefings, do you ever watch the White House briefings? They are a piece of work. the types of things that they are putting out.
The transcript is one of the wildest things to read in some cases, because it outlines all the conversations that are had. And yeah, I hope people are aware of knowing how to get those receipts by going to the whitehouse.gov and actually going through and seeing the different reports, and not just with, you know, the White House, but there's other branches and departments of government that have been issuing different press releases on their government official websites that you need to see it. The Federal Department of Education released several press releases within the past 72 hours about a myriad of different things that I'm just like, who and who asked for this? So, yeah.
Well, we know who asked for it. The Heritage Foundation and the people that are behind Project 2025, like, you know, that is who is in charge right now. So I was going to say, do you have the ability to show people where to get a transcript? Because I don't even know how to get the transcript. I usually just watch the videos on YouTube. So can we give them that piece of information and empower y'all to understand the level of propaganda that is happening right now? And then it won't even, I'm trying to pull it up on my side, it won't even let me scroll past. It wants me to join this email list, and I'm not doing that.
Okay. So let me...
Okay, I was able to search, but I don't know where the transcript is. Yeah, y'all got to get over to the site, though. This is also the whitehouse.gov is where they also put all the executive orders. So you're able to read those. I've done that a few times, of reading the actual executive order that they put out. For instance, I did the one on when they criminalized mental illness, homelessness, and addiction.
Oh, they changed their website.
Yeah, it looks different from the last time that I was over there, which is also a tactic. Because that means that you can't find things and deleting things and like all of that.
Yeah, this looks different. Oh my gosh.
So anyway, we'll try to see if we can actually like walk y'all through it. But if you are listening to the White House press briefings, they are putting out a very different picture about what is happening to the world and to anybody that's watching those press briefings. The things that they're saying are very, very outlandish and untrue, you know?
So this page looks complete. Oh, I clicked on something wrong. Sorry. So this page looks completely different than what I've been accustomed to. They've definitely made some changes to this website. But if you go to whitehouse.gov/news, it will give you all of the updates here, whether it's an article, a briefing, a statement, research, and they have it where you can even search for it. So I'm going to just click one that's an article, and it provides a written article of the things that are happening. And this particular article, they've quoted certain people saying certain things as it relates to the peace summit that was held. So that's interesting to know and kind of read what some of these leaders are saying. I don't see where there's a button. It used to have a section, and it was for like ADA type of thing, where it would have a transcript of what was said. As I like click through some of these things, I don't see that anymore, gotcha. Which is pretty sad nonetheless. But yeah, they've changed this website since the last time that I've been on it. So this is why you got to archive it, folks. Now it makes me want to go to the Wayback Machine and see when it was modified and archived, because there are certain pages that related to certain issues that have been removed, and even sections of the Constitution, according to some people on TikTok that shared that there are Constitution language that have been removed from certain websites. So we got to be very intentional about what's being published on the internet.
Yeah, and we know that the latest thing has been about the Smithsonian and taking down, which we heard this some time ago, and then they claimed that it wasn't true. And even the African-American Smithsonian had put out a statement and was like, that's not true. They're not trying to limit the things that we have in the Smithsonian. Well, now he done put out a statement and basically was like, yeah, because y'all talk about slavery too much. So now you need to make sure that I approve these things and that these things have a certain narrative. Like, this is my point. When you ask about the biggest hindrance, we got to understand what's actually happening. We got to. They just locked a freaking Congress member into the chamber the other day because she wouldn't sign a paper saying that she would be willing to be in custody because the Texas legislators had left so they could deny quorum because they're trying to gerrymander the districts. Jasmine Crockett just found out that her district is not her district anymore. So now she either needs to move or run in this new district, which is now drawn by Republican lines. It's a lot happening, and I need us to tap in. White House purges transcripts of Trump's remarks from its website. Well, how about that? Took it down.
I said, there's just no way. So I kept digging because I was like, yeah. I know what I saw. And to see this, wow.
Wow. See, this is what I mean. So that's the biggest hindrance, I think, to activating is that a lot of us are either receiving faulty information. We don't have capacity to receive real information. We haven't gone and looked for the information. So we're operating out of this space of theoretical what should happens and shoulds happenings. And we can't lean on that. We cannot lean on that right now. So I think the biggest thing that we can do is get educated and really start tapping in and being intentional about understanding what is happening and use that to guide our steps. Use that to guide your steps. And that might not mean that you're leaving the U.S., but it definitely means you need to be finding community. It definitely means you need to be thinking about sustainability. It definitely means you need to be thinking about who is a part of your community and whether y'all got different skills that y'all gonna be able to lean on each other for when things get crazy. It's a lot of action steps that we need to be doing right now. And sitting down pretending like it's not happening is not one of them. That's not the one. So that's it. That's all I got, y'all, because I don't want to be on the soapbox too long because I know the people probably be like, girl, hush. But
I'm wondering, since the last time that we've talked, which it has been literally the episode, at least that's what the receipts say. We've had some couple conversations in the group chat, but like an actual conversation of like checking in. I'm wondering, in the past 2 weeks, what is something that has brought you joy?
Good question. And I want you to answer this question too. Cooking, actually. I have this new pasta recipe that is spaghetti noodles, onion, garlic, lime, butter, olive oil, and tilapia. And it is probably takes about, let me see, the noodles take about 8 minutes to boil. And then getting the fish done probably take another five. It probably take about 15 to 20 minutes to make. And it is so good. Like, it really has been easy and just makes me feel like I'm eating enough. And it's tasty. And yeah, so I'm really liking that. And even that extends to my little balcony garden that I have and seeing my onions sprouting and my mint is starting to take root and it's going to be more bushy soon. And just really appreciating that I can walk out this door and go get a couple swigs of rosemary and throw that in my potatoes, and then we good to go. I've really been enjoying that, and it also makes me feel like I am being intentional with nourishing my body and giving my body what it needs. And that feels really good for me to show up for myself. So I think that that would be my answer. Yeah. What about for you?
You know, what has brought me the most joy is being able to be loved in some of the hardest seasons in my life of restructuring and pivoting and not having all the resources that I would normally have access to, and still feeling like I'm worthy because I am, and it not frown upon because I don't, you know? I tell you, like, I'm in love with your cousin. I love her so much so.
So the last thing I heard you say was, I am in love with your cousin. And then you were going,
girl,
from there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Listen, Kalonda is it for me. Like, she is a really happy space for me. She makes me very, very happy. And I'm just very grateful for her. And in the season that I'm in and all the different pivots and the things that I've been thinking through and all of that, like, I feel that I have to ensure that I share my appreciation and my love, because it's something that I have not experienced before. This type of experience that I'm having, I have not experienced it before. And that has been very trippy for me, because I have had a lot of different relationships and have interacted and being with so many different people. And even in that, there is only one Kalonda, and that's it for me. So, like I told you, you stuck with me, friend, regardless of how you feel about it. I'm in the family. Okay. I'm here.
I love you.
I ain't going nowhere. And I just thank you for having her in your house, in my room. So when I came back to my room at my house, she was there. That's the story. That's the storyline. So when I make this post in a couple of days about I fell in love with my best friend's cousin, then you gonna know that we had this conversation, that I'm telling you now that it's happening. And I just wanted to be able to just affirm her and all the different giftings that she has and how she shows up, because it's a very magical place to be. And that's what has really brought me joy, is her love and her presence. Yeah.
I love that. She's my favoriteest cousin. So, you know, we are the first two of all the grandkids, but we have always had like this unique relationship. So I'm really excited that y'all have found each other and are happy and at peace and bringing joy and frolicking and traveling together. You know, share the things, child, and tag me in them. Because both of you really do deserve to have somebody who is there and loving and doing that with intention. So yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Like, I'm not surprised at all. I'm just like, yep. So I love her too. Yep. All of those things you said. Yep. Smart and kind and witty and funny and a vibe. Like, yes.
And petty as hell.
And
petty,
you would know.
Hell.
You would know. It definitely takes one to know one. It definitely takes one to know one. And see, they've been having the petty cause competitions over there. And Bianca we be have. Trying to, this what Bianca be trying to do. She be trying to act like, oh my, I don't know why this would ever happen. Sounds like y'all are having a petty pause competition, and it looked like you done met your match. That's what it looked like. Mm.
So
that feels about
it's
right.
So funny. It's so funny you said that. I'm gonna send you a video, and I literally said in the video, I've met my match, because mm-hmm. that's literally what has happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I told her, I was like, listen, I'm trying to like restructure my business stuff so that I could, you know, make more income, and like my goal is to be able to generate around $6,000-$7,000 a month. I think that that's very doable in comparison to historical numbers and the things that I've been able to accomplish. And I want to be able to document this journey of this rebuild. And once I am in the position that I feel somewhat safer in, then I know that I'll be able to freely, you know, give my giftings and show up in different spaces the way that God has me to do. But God just has me in this season to just really lock in and to do these pivots and to yeah. be in alignment with that. And so I'm grateful that I have this opportunity. I'm grateful for this refresh, and I'm excited because our flight's tomorrow, and you know, that's wow. We start our new journey. So
okay, well, that is exciting. That sounds like an adventure. So then, definitely sending you all the smoothest traveling mercies. What did it look like to pare things down to be able to move? Did you all?
So,
because y'all love a good overweight suitcase, honey.
Okay, so hold on though, because my bag on the way to Peru. Okay, mm-hmm. my big bag was right on the money, had a scale, okay. was ready, good to go. My other bag, so I now I'm bringing more than one bag this time. So I had a lot of wiggle room with that particular bag. So
okay.
also I wasn't carrying 10 pounds of grits too, you know. So
girl, let it go. Let it go, girl.
So so that changes the game. So I have plenty of room in my bag, that which I feel like some of her things will migrate into that bag because there was a lot of like room and space for it. So I'm mm-hmm. not really too concerned about it, actually. Okay. Like I'm almost done with the stuff I need to put it, packing cubes or set. We good to go. So I, you know, I'm good with that. And I appreciate the tip with the packing cubes because that changed my life. Mm-hmm. The packing cubes truly changed my life.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad that both of y'all have taken all the things, child. Take them and use them and go see. So I'll be very, very curious to, and we all will, be very curious to know how your new country lands and what that process is like, and we'll be looking for vlogs and videos and content because we're curious about the things that are happening. So you know, we'll be not so patiently waiting.
Yes, indeed.
Very good, very good. All right, y'all. Well, that's it for today. You know, talk to us in the comments about the things that resonated with your spirit. That also helps us to be able to think about clips that we can highlight and elevate. Make sure that you have liked the page, that you have subscribed, share this with someone, leave us some hearts with bandages in the comments, our individual emojis, again, sunflower and the crayon or the bear and the heart hands emoji. But feel free to interact with us. And if you are saying to yourself you want more interaction, you can always join us for the live premiere that happens every other Saturday, at, is it 3 p.m. Eastern? No, it's 4. 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern right now until daylight savings time changes. But you have the ability to be able to hang out with us in the chat and continue the conversation and further the conversation. But even if you miss all of it, All right. You can still catch the replay and leave us comments about the things that resonated, the things that you're thinking about, what's brought you joy in the past 2 weeks, how your spirit is feeling, all of that. Talk to us, okay, about the things.
So
let us know the things. So let the people know where they can find you. You already mentioned your websites, but go ahead and do that again.
Yes, indeed. Well, you could find me on my digital real estate, BiancaGoolsby.com. On my website, you'll see links to my different ventures and my recent articles that have been published by the newspaper and other various sources out here, and also my different podcasts that I'm out here doing. I just am very grateful to God that I'm out here using my voice and uplifting that and bringing people along in that, who want to create a podcast, who want to use their voice and want to be acquainted with some of these tech tools in order to make it happen. So BiancaGoolsby.com. And where can the people find you?
And you all can holler at me at KimberlynJackson.com. Pretty much everything is linked there. Or you can go to Linktree/KimberlynJ. Linktree.com/KimberlynJ. And that will also give you a more categorized list of things. So if you don't really want to click around and you want to go right to the things, go on over to the link tree. But KimberlynJackson.com is where you're able to find me and come hang out on Minding My Black Ass Business. Really, really proud of what is being curated and created over there. We're on our way to 1,500 subscribers. We are currently at 1,392, I think. Hold on, let me look right quick. 1,394. Okay. So we're on our way to 1,500 subscribers. Then we'll have another Twerk Fest opportunity to be able to celebrate that. So shout out to all the people. And most importantly, to make sure. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. But also make sure, again, that you are connected with us here on Life Unfiltered Heal That Shit. So Life Unfiltered Heal That Shit on YouTube, as well as WeHealThatShit.com. Make sure that you are connected and give us some hearts with the bandage wrapped around it so we know that you came from here. All right. That's it. That's all. Appreciate y'all.
Until next time. Peace. Heal that shit.